Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Seattle Rock Day one and all. Now, this is honestly probably my favorite day of the entire KISW year, Steve Miggs.
Yeah, outside of Christmas, this is my favorite day of the year.
And joining us now from Easy Street Records, we have Matt Vaughn on the phone. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Hey, Miggs, let's see if you're awake yet. If you haven't had too many roundhouses and haymakers at that school of yours.
Okay.
Okay. In 1927, Thomas Edison made the first recording to phonograph. What was the nursery rhyme he recited?
Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam.
Very good. Let's go. What you got for me?
What is the answer?
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, that's right. We just asked that question. I'm an idiot. Yes. I totally brain farted again. I got it wrong originally. I got it wrong again.
That was just 24 hours ago.
You would figure by now you know I'm not the brightest individual.
I gave you a layup.
You did, and I failed.
Matt, thank you so much for jumping on and celebrating Seattle Rock Day with us. And honestly, who better to talk to about some of our favorite albums that were born in and around Seattle than you?
Yeah.
So when you think
of Seattle... I've been listening to it for 50 years. I mean, come on, let's go.
When you think of the Seattle music scene, you've been a part of it forever, and you have nothing but love from all the bands that from around, and Pearl Jam's performed at Easy Street Records and have done really cool things. I know Record Store Day's right around the corner, and they've done cool stuff with you before as well. What do you think about when you think of the Seattle music scene? What's the first thing that pops into your mind?
It would be that we don't fake it. We don't like anything polished and clean. Everything's big around here. I mean, we got big orcas, we got big trees, and big music.
Matt, if you were to give us five of the top records to listen to celebrate Seattle Rock Day, let's go through those. What would those five records be?
Oh, damn. Jimmy, Are You Experienced, Nirvana, Nevermind, Pearl Jam, 10, Soundgarden, Bad Motorfinger, Alice in Chains, Dirt. But come on now. This is Seattle. Those are too easy.
Oh.
Those are essential, but those are five of the greatest records of all time right there. I mean, if we're going to really go for some deep tracks that I think are essential to Seattle listeners.
Okay.
And only Seattle listeners or folks that just came into the scene and only know those top five records that I just mentioned. I think we need to go back in time a little bit. There was a group in the early mid '60s called the Sonics.
Hell yeah!
They put out a record called "Here Are the Sonics," and that is essentially the beginning of garage rock. It's the beginning of punk rock. They're from Tacoma and Seattle, and they had songs like "Strychnine" and "Boss Hoss" and "Have Love Will Travel," "Psycho," "The Witch." So while the Beatles had their coiffed hair and matching suits, these guys had ripped up jeans and tennis shoes standing on the side of a street corner. You know, you don't have groups like Mudhoney without the Sonics. So that would be number one. Number two, a record that I think needs to continue to get more and more of a spotlight is Queensryche Operation Mindcrime.
When I was a kid, my brother, he was obsessed with that record. I fell in love with that band. And we're just these kids from the East Coast, but man, what a concept record, but what a phenomenal record from front to back.
Queensryche changed the game. I mean, those kids were just baseball BMX kids, 17, 18 years old, honing their craft 6 hours a day in their basements. And they all lived right around the corner from each other. Michael Wilton and Chris DeGarmo with a twin guitar attack that was unmatchable. Only bands like Iron Maiden and Judas Priest could do anything close to it. And then you had Jeff Tate with a 5-octave range, this, you know, football jock from Tacoma, who was a couple years older than those guys, who just happened to love opera and heavy metal. And then you got Chris, you have Scott Rockenfield on drums, Eddie Jackson on bass. Amazing band. They put out some great records. But Operation Mindcrime, I don't think Tool is Tool or Dream Theater is Dream Theater without that particular record. That is prog metal at its finest and one of the greatest concept records of all time. It's right up there with The Who, Tommy. Seriously.
Matt, if it's okay with you, we're going to play a song real quick and then we're going to get back to these awesome records for Seattle Rock Day.
All right.
And don't forget, we got a smash thing happening right now, Steve Miggs.
Donate money. We have a goal of $10,000. We're hoping we're going to hit that today. So you can donate at KSW.com. There's a great auction that's happening as well. And any amount will be very appreciated because it helps out some of the local musicians that sometimes hit some tough times. And Smash helps them out when those times are tough for them.
Yeah, so thank you for stepping up, Rockaholics. We will have more with Matt from Easy Street Records after Nirvana.
The Daily Miggs Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is such an awesome day, Seattle Rock Day, and we've been chatting with Matt Vaughn, the owner of Easy Street Records, about the five bands that you absolutely must listen to today on Seattle Rock Day. But before we do get back with Matt, donate to Smash. Very easy to make a donation. KISW.com, Steve.
Yeah, look, and we're over $1,000 raised so far. That's great. But, you know, our goal is $10,000. So I feel like the Rockaholics could step it up. Any amount will help. $5, $10, $500, whatever you can afford would be very appreciated.
Definitely. And, Matt, we are midway through the bands that we absolutely must listen to. Which Seattle band is next on your list?
Mother Love Bone Apple.
Yes.
Andy Wood, may he rest in peace. One of the greatest frontmen that we've ever had here in the Northwest. And of course, Stone and Jeff Ament took that. Even though things were hard for them to get through, they created Pearl Jam out of that. We're all thankful for that.
The music of Mother Love Bone was like the soundtrack. That and the music of Brad, the band Brad. There was a soundtrack for my wife and I's wedding. Our first dance was to Gentle Groove.
Okay. Don't ever get divorced. You know, play that song every year on your anniversary.
I feel you, man. I feel you. To me, that's one of the most perfect songs. It's so great.
And I just mentioned them, Mudhoney, Super Fuzz, Big Muff, Touch Me, I'm Sick. That is frenetic, Jigga Jigga, Steve Turner, Dan Peters, Mark Arm, and West Seattle's Matt Lucan. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest West Seattle bands that has ever walked through our store.
We're chatting with Matt Vaughn from Easy Street Records, easystreetonline.com, and he's given us a great list of absolute must-listen-to records this fine Seattle Rock Day.
Hit us with another one.
Grunt Truck Push, 1992. Ooh. Grunt Truck Push. That's the band that Seattle would not let the rest of the world have. And to your listeners, especially those that were listening in 1992, 93, 94, you all know that was one of the most played bands on KSW.
And as a kid growing up, Beavis and Butthead is what exposed me to Grunt Truck, man. And when they played Crazy, it was a Crazy Love. And I was just like, what the hell is this?
And remember, it's the only song that was snark free.
Yes.
They were like, what is this? This is actually great. Okay, so that's four, right? I went to summer school for math. So
I've been dropped on my head too many times. I have no idea how many we've done so far.
Temple of the Dog, 1991. Enough said. Play Reach Down for me sometime.
Oh, please. So what is that, 11 minutes long?
You're absolutely right. That solo, Mike McCready just takes us on an adventure on that solo.
Well, you know what? I mean, Mike was he was a little intimidated by all those guys. You know, I mean, he had his little band Shadow, and he tried to make it in L.A., and, you know, he was this Roosevelt Rough Rider up in the North End, and, you know, he was lucky enough to be friends with Stone, and Stone brought him in to play guitar, and he didn't really know Chris all that well, and Chris said, dude, I know that you can pull this song off. You know, I know you didn't know Andy all that well, but do this for us, man. Think about us. Think about Seattle. Think about what Andy meant to Seattle. And that's the solo that he came up with a second later. And he just went for it. One take. Unbelievable.
Matt Vaughn, Easy Street Records, thank you so much for celebrating Seattle Rock Day with us today. People can give a follow at Easy Street Records. And man, great picks. Thank you so much. I'm feeling all nostalgic about how great the music is here in Seattle.
Right on. Record Store Day next Saturday.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Record Store Day. What are some of the things that you know that are coming down on Record Store Day on, what is that, April 12th, that people should be looking forward to?
I was just listening, and you played Somebody to Love by Queen. The original Queen demos from 1970, 71 are going to be released for the first time. So you can hear them in their raw primal form. So that'll be released for the first time. You have Eddie Vedder doing Save It for Later. You've got Post Malone with Novoselic and Grohl doing Nirvana. Say what you will, but the guy pulled it off. So that'll be released for the first time. Rage Against the Machine, live 1993, insane. Frenetic energy at its best. You know, there's 400 titles. There's a couple for you.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Try to get here early. Little secret, little owner tip. Half the stuff is going to be available the next day. But are you willing to take a chance?
Ooh. Not me, no sir. We'll see you on Record Store Day, Matt.
Okay. All right, I'll be passing out free bacon. Top Pot Donuts is handing out donuts. Cafe Vita is doing coffee. Let's go.
That's Matt, awesome, thank you, Matt. So
thank you,
much.
Man.
We appreciate you.
Love you guys. Love you guys every morning. Love you.
Much love to you as well. Thank you.
Rock on.
Bye-bye.
Now it's time to find a brave soul ready to take you down for the game. Beat Migs, Steve.
Bring it.
Seattle Rock Day style. Not the whole game, but there are some Seattle questions happening today. Are you excited?
I'm okay with that. Love this scene. So I'm down. I think I might have an advantage.
You currently have a record of 104 wins, 45 losses, and 24 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.